Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. Today we follow the order of responsive prayer 2 on page 285 in the Lutheran Service Book. The hymn is number 597, Water, Blood, and Spirit Crying. The text is 1 John chapter 5 verses 4 to 10. The Reverend Kevin Robinson is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by the LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 John, the 5th chapter. Everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater, for this is the testimony of God, that he is born concerning his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The apostle asks an ambitious question and gives answer. Do you want to overcome the world? Then believe on him, this Jesus, born in human flesh and crucified unto death for your sins, that he is the Son of God. John puts punch with emphasis on this. This is the conquest that conquers such a faith. What faith? Our faith, yours and mine, as captured in creed. Our Lord Jesus Christ is at the same time both God and man, perfect God and perfect man, and although he is God and man, he is not two, but one Christ, one altogether, not by confusion of substance, but by unity of person. When we ignore or deny God's word at even just one point, we inevitably end up contradicting other key teachings of the scriptures. Left uncorrected, our grasp of God's word, our confession of God and man, sin and redemption, death and eternal life, eventually the faith suffers a destructive unraveling. False doctrine impedes the free course of the gospel, and a disturbing trend emerges. We are too comfortable with our transformation of the Word of God into an a la carte menu of choices. Take it up or set it aside. This calls for our repentance. What God reveals about himself in the Bible is perfectly dependable within and upon itself in all of its parts. You and I aren't authorized to mess around with this word. We are only to receive it, not as a burden, but with great joy. For his word brings us to the very place where he wants us. To forgiveness and life, to font and cross, to the seal of his perfect love and the reconciliation of the world in the life, death, and resurrection of his Son. Jesus is the spotless Lamb who is the atoning sacrifice for our religious transgressions and against God's word and will. He is the propitiation for our sins, not only ours, but for the sins of the entire world. Christ, the Son of God, is the corrective. He is the final answer. Speaking or acting in a way that the world does, as if that death upon the cross were not God's death, well, that would only turn us toward self-justification, which in the end is no justification at all. It won't work. Jesus did not come onto the earth merely to be an example of humility or service or love toward the neighbor in the face of injustice. These things are not the cause of your genuine righteousness, of your real worthiness, of a perfectly reconciled eternal life with God. Such righteousness, such worthiness, these only come by faith. This faith, our faith, is the life of faith, the life that comes from our believing that the man Jesus is the Christ of God, the Son of God, that he is our victory over sin and death. Our faith is the line of demarcation over against an unbelieving world. It is the means of victory, faith in what Jesus accomplished in his obedience and sacrificial death, the faith that remains steadfast in the face of difficulties and hurdles presented by those who are only of the world. To believe with this conquering faith is to have the testimony of God himself within you. And this is the testimony that you do indeed have, the one testimony that matters, says the apostle, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. And this then is the confidence of that faith, that you have God's witnesses, utterly reliable, the water, the blood, and the Spirit. The water testifies, for at the Jordan River, in a baptism like none before or since, the Spirit of God came down, and the thunderous voice from heaven declared the truth, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." But that water is never alone, as its significance is in the blood that testifies also. For from that cross, it streams down with the water, from that sinless body, God in the Christ Jesus pierced for you. And now the Spirit testifies in the preaching of this word that makes you a child of God by faith, the water of the sacred font that cleanses you, and the body and blood of the Lord Jesus that redeems you. Luther put all of this testimony together in this manner. These three, the water, the blood, and the Spirit, accompany one another, and through the word, a daily and perpetual baptism takes place, a perpetual shedding of the blood of Christ and of the Holy Spirit, a continual cleansing of sins. All of that is a chorus in perfect harmony from beginning to end of Jesus' public ministry, now carried forward through the generations within and from the body of Christ. Water, blood, and Spirit And the three testify as one toward one purpose, one end, one goal, one final and glorious victory. This is how Jesus the Lord prays with such faith-filled intensity to his Father, for his church, for all of her members. This is eternal life, that they know you, the one and true God, and Jesus the Christ, whom you have sent. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.